What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not sure exactly who did this. I think this is execs, coaches, scouts, just a big consensus that Worldwide Leader put together. The best offensive tackles in football. Let me run through it real quick for you before we do the double play 345, Beltway Blitz at 4. Tristan Wirfs, consensus number one for the Bucs. Panay Sewell. Do you say Sewell or Sewell, by the
Sewell.
Way? Sewell. I should just go Sewell. I always do Sewell because I remember hearing that from somebody.
I think it's Sewell. I'm not sure.
Just say it. Say the Detroit Lions offensive tackle.
Panay Sewell.
Yeah, I'll just say Sewell. Okay, Panay Sewell. Panay Sewell?
Panay Sewell.
Panay Sewell. What am I saying? Panay?
I think you're right.
Okay. Lane Johnson, 3. Trent Williams, still 4. Miss you, buddy.
Incredible.
Jordan Mailata, 5. Rashawn Slater, the Chase Young killer, 6. And thank you. I got that zing in. Went to Northwestern. Just shut down the guy that was generational and the most sure. Anyway, Laramie Tunsil, 7. So that's why you make the deal. Deion Dawkins, Buffalo, 8. Christian Darrisaw also produces this show, plays left tackle for the Minnesota Vikings at 9. And Andrew Thomas of the Giants, terrible start to his career, but ended up now on these rankings. A couple guys honorable mention that you've heard of, Jake Matthews for the Falcons, Joe Alt, Colton Miller for Vegas, Taylor Decker, the Lions, and Bernard Raymond of the Indianapolis Colts. So here's the discussion I wanted to have, and we'll do it super quick. I don't have time to take calls on it. Maybe we'll come back to this at another point. The 7th best offensive tackle in football, according to coaches, execs, scouts, etc., ranked number 7 in the league. Plenty good enough, by the way, for me. You're in the top 10 in a spot. You don't complain about it. Why was he available, Toby?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Does it make you nervous?
No, because the football player I have no questions about, and I think he's going to be just fine. The funny part is, on the way out, too, by the way, I think you had a Houston guy on here on G&D. I think B. Mitch and Finley had someone. I'm sure you know people on Twitter. They're just like kicking him on the way out. Like, yeah, by the way, he's not that good. Well, evaluators still think he's a top 10 tackle, number 7 on this list. So what are we missing? And I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just something where, you know how you have the corollary, different player, different position, different personalities, but you have the corollary with Jalen Ramsey, where it's like it just, at a certain time, it just runs out.
Yep.
Did his time just run out in Houston where it was just like, all right, we like the guy, he's a good football player, time to move on? Was that the case there? Because I don't know. Like, we talk about, so for example, we talk about this team, what do they need to improve up front to help their young quarterback? Did they not need that in Houston? Like, they definitely needed that in Houston. And you traded away your franchise left tackle to a team that is in the same sort of situation? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I'd have to maybe dive in from the Houston perspective to fully understand it. They had a tackle in waiting in Blake Fisher, but I don't think you move off of a top 10 tackle so that you can start a guy who is still a little bit of a projection. I don't know.
Yeah, they got cheaper. They got younger. I mean, they revamped it. I think you mentioned Fisher, who was drafted last year.
Mm-hmm.
They went and got Cam Robinson, but it's not important to break down the Houston Texans offensive line. It was a group that was bad last year, and their best player is now moved on. To me, maybe it was the penalties. Maybe it was the frustration because he's missing snap counts, jumping false
start
here and there.
Which, by the way, I got to get ready for that because that stuff just frustrates the heck out of me.
Well, it certainly is frustrating when it happens. And you're wondering maybe that, who knows if that gets cleaned up or not. I can have no idea. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury has certain kinds of counts and cadences where you never have to worry about it. Maybe it's worse here because there's more or less motion. I mean, I have no idea. But maybe that's it. Again, I'm trying to figure it out. But in years past, and I'm much older than you, obviously, Tobes, but I have been burned so badly by the, I can't believe blank is letting blank go.
Yeah.
What a find for us. And then you realize it is a lemon. I mean, the Donovan McNabb trade is kind of the number one on that list. But I was giddy. I was on the air. It was over the moon when that happened, right around Valentine's Day. Whatever year that was, 2010. I can't remember. They all run together. But I'm sitting there going, I can't. This guy goes to the NFC title game every year. He's awesome. He's a potential Hall of Famer. He's been really, really good. I know it's Andy Reid, but come on, dude. The guy can play. And then you go, oh, they're smarter than us. They took advantage. We lost. They won. They didn't have to deal with it anymore and moved on. Not that McNabb was a bad dude, but you know what I mean? That has happened too many times to me where I'm still a little gun shy. I know this front office knows what the hell they're doing. Whether I agree or disagree with a certain move, they've at least got an idea, right? They're much more thoughtful, much smarter than all the ones in the years past put together. It still makes me a little bit nervous, though, that it's the Houston moved on a year too early, and we're buying the dip here. Not the dip, the beginning of the descent.
Yeah, so it's interesting because you look at the rest of this list, because you think about quarterback is darn near untradeable, right? When you've got a guy that there's no questions about, you're not trading that. Offensive tackle's right there with the next guy, right? Tristan Wirfs, definitely not available. Penei Sewell, however you say his name, is not available.
Sewell.
Lane Johnson, not available. Trent Williams, not available. There shouldn't be available, right? Jordan Mailata, not available. Slater, not available. Dawkins, not available. Darisaw Thomas, not available. I think before you get down to like Jake Matthews and guys that were the honorable mentions, Ronnie Stanley obviously was a free agent and he ended up going back to Baltimore. Like those sorts of guys. You don't get a top 10 tackle who's available, which by the way, we didn't know he was available. So maybe it's a credit to Washington for keeping that under wraps.
Absolutely.
That maybe they could have got better value than if he were available and people knew it. But it's just odd. It does make you question a little bit. By the way, I don't want to make you feel old here, but when you talk about Donovan McNabb, I didn't like the trade, but what I'm about to say is make you feel old. I remember getting his jersey as a kid.
Well, yeah. Of course, because you were an 8-year-old child when that happened?
I thought of it immediately. I remember walking in my house, and they're like, here's a Donovan McNabb jersey. And I'm like, well, I didn't like the trade, but I guess I'll wear this. And I did wear it all the time.
Oof.
As a kid.
And it was still, by the way, having one of the better quarterback seasons, just to show you how starved this organization was for good quarterback play, was on pace, I think, to set the passing yardage record.
Yeah.
Before the cardiovascular benching and the Rex Grossmanning and all the rest of that crap. Good memories. Bumpy roads lead to a bunch of misery and then eventually Jaden Daniels. So there we are.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.